Today we are reading from Truman Publicum. Canto 1, Chapter 2, Text 24. Om Magena Kimirandasya Yananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Nivitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Shri Bhakti Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So I'll read one line, then you can repeat after me. Partivad Aruno Dumas.
Partivad Daruno Dumasuha.
Tasmaragnis Trahi Maya.
Tasmaragnis Trahi Maya.
Tamasastu Rajastasmat.
Tamasastu Rajastasmat.
Satvam Yad Brahma Darshanam.
Satvam Yad Brahma Darshanam.
Aruno Dumas Tasmaragni Stari Maya Tamasastu Rajastasmat Satvam Yad Brahma Darshanam. Partivat means from the earth. Daruna, firewood. Dumaha, smoke. Tasmat, from that. Agni, fire. Trahi, Vedic sacrifices. Maya, made of. Tamasa, the mode of ignorance. Dubat, Raja, the mode of passion. Tasmat, from that. Satvam, the mode of goodness. Yat, which. Brahma, the absolute truth. Darshanam, realization. Translation. Firewood is a transformation of earth, but smoke is better than the raw wood, and fire is still better, for by fire we can derive the benefits of superior knowledge through Vedic sacrifices. Similarly, the passion, Rajas, is better than ignorance, Tamas, but goodness, Sattva, is best, because by goodness one can come to realize the absolute truth. Gaur Chandra Prabhu, can you read the purport?
Dandas Maharaj.
Thank you.
As explained above, one can get released from the conditioned life of material existence by devotional service to the personality of Godhead. It is further comprehended herein that one has to rise to the platform mode of goodness, sattva, so that one can be eligible for the devotional service of the Lord. But if there are impediments on the progressive path, anyone even from the platform of tamas can gradually rise to the sattva platform by the expert direction of the spiritual master. Sincere candidates must therefore approach an expert spiritual master for such a progressive march, and the bona fide expert spiritual master is competent to direct a disciple from any stage of life, tamas, rajas or sattva. It is a mistake therefore to consider that any quality or any form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is equally beneficial. Except Vishnu, all separated forms are manifested under the conditions of material energy, and therefore the forms of material energy cannot help anyone to rise to the platform of sattva, which alone can liberate a person from material bondage. The uncivilized state of life, or the life of the lower animals, is controlled by the mode of tamas. The civilized life of man, with a passion for various types of material benefits, is the stage of rajas. The rajas stage of life gives a slight clue to the realization of the absolute truth in the forms of fine sentiments in philosophy, art, and culture with moral and ethical principles. But the mode of sattva is a still higher state of material quality, which actually helps one in realizing the absolute truth. In other words, there is a difference between the different kinds of worshipping methods as well as the respective results derived from the predominating deities, namely Brahma, Vishnu, and Hara.
Okay, thank you, Guru. So, expert direction of spiritual master. One can gradually rise from any of the modes of nature, goodness, passion, or ignorance, to the transcendental platform. So this is very important. We can't get beyond our present position unless we have help from those in the higher position. Those who are genuinely situated in a higher position, not merely by some external position, but by some external situation. One may be a sannyasi or be wearing devotee clothing. So many different external signs may be there. But the actual standing on the higher platform, the transcendental platform, Tattva Darshana, one who is actually seeing on that platform, from that quarter, from that agent, we want to get some help. That will be a real benefit to us. Of course, we are reading Srila Prabhupada's books. And Srila Prabhupada is a very, very much developed on that higher platform. And so by hearing such things, we may actually, we may also make progress. But a living connection, a connection with living Guru is also to our benefit. The great benefit we can achieve through that. And the living representative of that platform, that higher platform, will be the most efficacious, the most effective way we can come to the higher position. And why not? If such persons are available, why would we not take direction and guidance from them? It's only natural that we should search out such persons, not that we think, oh, I have everything that I need here in Prabhupada's books or whatever. That's very nice, no doubt, and so much higher than other things that we may do or other persons we may even go to. We will probably get more benefit from Prabhupada's books than any externally situated persons. No doubt about that. But still, if there is a genuine devotee, genuine spiritual teacher available, then why would we not take guidance from them? That would be to our benefit. Someone, I remember reading one time that Prabhupada, when someone asked Prabhupada, can I learn everything from your books? Our Prabhupada said, not from books. Books are passive teacher. The book cannot take your ear, take your ear between his finger and thumb to correct you when you have to be corrected, to twist your ear when sometimes it may be necessary. Book cannot do that. So, those things that are within the heart that have to be corrected, we can get that kind assistance from the living, bona fide spiritual master. It will be necessary, and we are passing through different modes of material nature to get that higher benefit, that corrective, how would you say, corrective ingredient, and help from above, from the higher agent, will be much welcome for the sincere seeker of spiritual life. We want all the help we can get. A devotee should not be afraid of that, seeking that kind of help. That I am fallen soul. What do I know? I need as much help as possible. And if such a person is available to help us in the higher position, get to the higher position, we should welcome that in our life. And that will be a genuine benefit to us. And that is the Vedic system. And that is the system that we are taught, that Srila Prabhupada teaches, and also Krishna teaches in Bhagavad Gita. Then, so the kind of admonition is being given here. It is a mistake to consider the worship of any quality or form of the personality of God as that is equally beneficial. This is the meaning. Not that everything is equally beneficial as long as it's connected with Krishna. Now, there are different levels also. Gradation is always there. Even in the spiritual platform, there is gradation. Impersonal Brahman is also spiritual. Paramatman is also spiritual. Bhagavan, Vaikuntha, Goloka, these are all different qualities. Stages of development, even Ayodhya, Dwarka, and Mathura, Vrindavan, all different gradations are there. So, also I noticed in this world, everyone that we meet as a human being have two eyes. A nose, mouth, ears, like that, stand upright. And they walk like human beings, not like animals. And yet, within each human being, there's a different quality of their spiritual development. Some are very brutish in their mentality. Others are a little bit more advanced like that. The more educated and the scholarly and the intellectual, the philosopher and so forth, even the religionists, all have different internal development, a different type of internal development will be present in each of them. So even from the exterior point of view, they may all be categorized as human beings. Still, we find different grades of mentality and spiritual development in each of them. I like that. So we will be relating to them according to their mentality also, according and based upon our own internal development. We may relate to some better than to others. And you know, so it will be a very special quality within the devotee to be able to discern who is that person by from whom I can get more benefit for my spiritual progress than necessary. And that I think is depending on Sukriti. How does one make that discrimination? How does one make that determination? Even if the impetus to make that determination is there in us. The incentive, where does that come from? That is an inner voice, an inner direction that is guiding us. That guides us to Krishna consciousness, first of all, and then guides us within Krishna consciousness to make further and further progress. We can call it the super soul, or Chaita Guru, Chaita Guru means the impression, the instinct or impression that is developed in us from association with an advanced Vaishnava, or from reading the books of a book, after all, is written by a Vaishnava, a spiritual book, written by some Vaishnava, some devotee. So some impression is left in us, and from that impression we will get some impetus to go to a certain, in a certain way, to associate with certain guardians, guides, to let us go further, and like that. I have to look for such things if we want to make progress in spiritual life. That is the safe and sure method of making progress. Of course, your own inner relationship with Krishna is important. But we may not know our own position very well either. In the association of a genuine sadhu, we may find so many faults in ourself that were not obvious within our own meditation, within our isolated meditation. We may not detect anything wrong, but in the presence of a genuine Vaishnava, we may feel ourselves in a very deplorable condition. Naratam. That means, the word Naratam means who pushes down other Naras. Naras means human being. Uttam, who is higher than the other human beings, is one understanding of Naratam. Higher than the ordinary human beings, before such a Naratam, a higher, an elevated human being, we will feel more insignificant. That by their presence, just by their association, automatically, because they're in a higher position, we will feel ourselves to be in a lower position. And that's good. That will be a very beneficial arrangement if that occurs, a very beneficial situation if that occurs, that we feel ourselves more fallen. Because then only from that position can we expect to make progress. If I think I'm okay, everything is okay, then progress has stopped. So progress means that I have to see some, that I am not in an ideal position, and therefore to make further progress, that will be nice. And that inspiration will come to us in the presence of the Uttam, higher being, higher devotee. No, so we should not be afraid of making that acquaintance with the higher devotees, and making the discrimination, making that determination, who is higher, who is not. Not that we should see everything as equally beneficial. This kind of discrimination is necessary if we want to make progress in our spiritual life. Qualitative difference between different kinds of worshiping methods, as well as respective results derived from the predominating deities Brahma, Vishnu, and Hara. So even there are differences in worshiping methods, qualitative difference in worshiping methods. Who is worshiping the deity but ignores the devotee? They're considered in a lower position. I have so much affection, so much concern, so much respect you're showing to the deity, but to the devotee doesn't show much consideration. I am interested in serving God. Why I should be interested in serving his devotee? Some people are thinking like that. My whole focus is on God, why I should think of a devotee. And that would be considered a lower stage, lower qualitative position than one who considers equally devotee and deity. And who considers devotee even a little higher than deity, that is even better. Higher position. Because who can see that Krishna is manifesting himself in the deity can manifest himself more fully in the devotee. Because, like I said, devotee can also correct us, can correct our position. Who can see, who can talk to the deity, that is also a very elevated position, and there has a relationship with Krishna in the deity form, he can also chastise and speak to his devotee through that method. But that's a very special circumstances. The genuine devotee, pure devotee, Lord Krishna can also correct us, can also direct us. And that is a more personal conception, more fuller conception of the deity, of the deity or of the Lord. And like that, Uttamadhikari can see everything. Krishna is speaking to him through every form, every type of being. And the worship of Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva also. Some may worship Brahma, some may worship Shiva, some may worship Vishnu, and some may worship Krishna. So like that, these are all different levels of realization that are involved in these different levels of worship. This is the idea, I think, that we are to get from this shloka, this verse. Any questions or comments? What's that?
Maharaji, I have a question.
Yes, Prabhu.
Out here in the heartland, the books is all we got, you know? And
yes.
It's very, I'm looking for some ideas to solve that problem. And I wondered, if a person were able to travel, add that to the mix, how could we best move in a direction to find a suitable spiritual master? Can you speak to that?
What did you say about my...
Is it broken up?
I couldn't hear what you said about traveling.
Oh, something is breaking up.
Yes.
To add traveling to the mixture here so that we can get out of this, you know, really this blind civilization here, how best to find a master? How best to find somebody here in the United States? I'm speaking practically.
Yes. Well, in the scriptures, maybe you can turn on the microphone because I'm getting a feedback.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. In the scriptures, it is recommended that you visit the holy places. The idea of visiting the holy places is that we can meet with the devotees who congregate there. So one way to come into contact with the devotees is going to those places where they congregate. And then we can get to meet many nice devotees. Now, in America, there are several places that Prabhupada has established, the ISKCON centers. And Srila Sridhar Maharaj has also established some centers in America. According to your inclinations, You may find the saints residing there, the devotees residing there, to be of your beneficial for your own progress in spiritual life and Krishna consciousness. And then you can associate with them accordingly as you find them beneficial for your progress. I think that would be the best way for your situation and for anyone to actually meet the devotees and try to learn from them. Who they recommend also as spiritual master, taking their direction, and also whom they may recommend. Generally, a spiritual master has to be determined by Guru Shastra Sadhu, who is actually a guru, what he recommends, and then Sadhu, what the saints recommend. And Shastra, what the scripture informs us about these things. Scripture basically tells us that we should approach a spiritual master on the basis of, in a simplified form, on the basis of Brahmanishtam, Sartriyam Brahmanishtam. I think I've mentioned this several times. Sartriyam Brahmanishtam, one who has heard from Guru, and who is fixed in the absolute truth from that hearing. Hearing means that there has to be some authentic understanding has to have been imparted to be able to understand what is the absolute truth. Not that one should say, oh, somehow I've reached that position and then he is preaching. But it has to be a position that is, authenticated by disciplic succession. And that's Kshatriyam. Then Brahmanishtam means, and then he is situated, fixed in that position, that higher position that has been received from the higher authorities. Fixed in that realization. Not only that he has heard, but that he has also realized what he has heard. Kshatriyam Brahmanishtam. That such a person we can find, then it will be beneficial to us to take guidance under them.
Maharaj.
Of course, living with the spiritual master is also a beneficial activity in many cases. May not always be practical, but if that's possible, that is also highly beneficial. Then we can have daily contact and daily corrective and elevating experiences will be there in our life. And we can make progress that way also. Otherwise, just having a connection is also beneficial. Because we should keep up that connection in a regular way. By letter, writing letters, or by talking, or by rendering service, we will get benefit. It doesn't have to be geographically close to one's guru, but one should have that heart connection. Then that will also have an effect in us. Don't think that there is no effect simply by having a heart connection with guru. One may be anywhere, that connection will be effective. For us also. Right. So, Krishna Prabhu, you had a question?
Yes, Maharaj, I had a question. What if one desire, is it true that to find a true guru, one needs to desire from his heart?
Yes.
Sense it.
Yes, according to our sincerity, Krishna will send us.
What we desire, what we.
Exactly. That's very important. Generally, a devotee may be sincere, but he has no knowledge of what to do. No, what is the situation sometimes? We have seen sincere souls are going to the improper person.
They were naive.
That is also possible. It's hard to say they weren't sincere. I can't really blame them. They are innocent. Maybe sincere and innocent, naive, whatever. And somehow or other they went to the wrong person. and became disappointed or what would you say, misdirected. So there are many factors we don't know. We need Krishna's mercy, no doubt. Also, our sincerity must certainly be there. And somehow or other, if that is there and we have Krishna's mercy, then we will be directed in the right way to go to the proper agent, the proper guide, and be able to make progress, genuine progress in spiritual life. Anyhow, even one may come to a sahaja or some other person, impersonalist or whatever. Or to a prakrita bhakta, a materialistic devotee. Still, some connection with Krishna is there in all of those. Some connection with the non-material existence will be there. Maybe mixed material and spiritual life will be better than just pure material life. At the same time, it is also not advantageous in that by getting mixed conception, it will be very difficult to get out from that misconception. It is also possible, a disadvantage. The prakrita sahajas, materialistic sahajas, or imitator devotees, they also will teach rasa lila and so forth, sexual mixing of sexuality and spiritual life. It may be very hard to get out from that misconceived notion of spirituality, spiritual love, so-called spiritual love, which will actually be spiritual lust. It may be very difficult to get out from that conception once one becomes influenced by that. And we have seen also that happening. Devotees are so interested in Krishna prema, but they will take direction that will lead them not to prema but to loba, lusting relationship. They will cultivate their lust rather than their love. If we have the wrong association. In the name of love, they are teaching actually cultivating lust. Imaginary achievement. They're cultivating an imaginary achievement of Krishna, Krishna consciousness. In Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada mentioned something about that also, that many people may consider themselves in Krishna consciousness by imagination. But in reality, what is Krishna consciousness? That can only be learned from a genuine Vaishnava, an authentic Vaishnava. Anyone may consider themselves to be in Krishna consciousness, but to actually be in Krishna consciousness, that we will have knowledge of or realization of when we come into contact of a real Vaishnava. Even our so-called Krishna consciousness may be smashed in the presence of a real Vaishnava. So you have to be very courageous to know what that is and to search for that. And it will be our good fortune if we can come to such a person, divine person, from whom we can get the real conception and not remain attached to our so-called spiritual progress. And it can be actually a danger too, because someone who has developed a conception of Krishna consciousness that is a wrong conception may feel himself completely, himself or herself, completely upended, have the rug pulled out from under them all. All this time I thought I was going in the right direction. And now in the presence of a real Vaishnav, we learn what I was doing was all wrong. It was a misconceived. Sri Damara is told, die to live. Very hard thing to change, completely change one's position, die. What I have been doing, that is all misconceived. And now again, I have to start from the beginning in the right way. It's possible to meet such a position in our life, in our spiritual journey. Not only possible, but it's quite likely. That is real progress if we are ready to take up that kind of challenge, to have that type of courage. Search out a Vaishnav, and with that possibility in mind, that whatever I have been doing, that is not correct, and I must go forward in a different way. Like giving oneself completely to the guidance and protection of a Vaishnav under that circumstance. Just as even Mahaprabhu showed us by his own example in his life when he went to Ishwarpuri. He is a good logician, philosopher, scholar like that. He had so much knowledge, he was able to defeat so many other people's ideas by his own idea. So certainly he was thinking, I have some good idea about reality. And when he went to Ishwarpuri, he said, no, you are a fool, number one. Consider yourself like that. And don't study Vedanta. You are not qualified. You will never understand that. You are not in a position to grasp that with your intellect. Intelligence. Your intelligence is not up to the mark. Mahaprabhu was like dumbfounded. How is this? You're only a chant Hare Krishna. And out of his great humility, the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, and his great humility, he accepted. Yes, I am coming to you. You are my Gurudev. You are my spiritual master. What you say is correct. And I must give up everything that I have achieved. All my so-called achievements, they are nothing. And I have come to accept your guidance. And if you say to chant Hare Krishna, then I will happily do that. And the whole focus of his energy was put into that. And he came to a new, higher realization. A genuine thing was there behind all of the outer apparent realizations that were developed on his own. His own instinctive qualities that was developed by that was all negated, left behind. What Ishwarpuri was holding within himself and giving to Mahaprabhu, that he accepted as the real thing. Ishwarpuri, of course, had received what he had from Madhavendrapuri. So it was not Ishwarpuri's own realization either that he was giving to Mahaprabhu. He was giving what he had received. And that surrender, that complete giving up of all one's achievements in this world and coming to that which is descending, not that which we have accumulated by our own efforts, but that which is descending from the higher platform. He was able to accept that as the higher thing, as the primary influence in his life, and therefore was able to make actual advancement from the material to the spiritual plane. Spiritual progress is made not by accumulative effort. It comes by grace from above, descends down to us, and we either accept that on our faith or not. We have to be ready for that, and that will be, that is our real advancement in Krishna consciousness. It comes from the Vaishnava. That is my understanding, what I have learned in my own experience. Not that what we have, but what we are receiving. Someone once said, one devotee once said to me, not only to me, to all, that it is not what you know, it is who you know in spiritual life. What we know is what we have accumulated. Even we may have received that from somewhere else, someone else. Well, of course, that is important. If we are accepting that what others are telling us, that higher thing, if we have appreciation of that higher thing beyond our own accumulated knowledge, that will be the proper mood of our spiritual life, real spiritual life. Not what we have become master of, but what is master of us. I always want to go in that direction, toward that thing, toward that type of life. What is the master of us? What is the master of myself? Not that what I am mastering. So everything has to depend on the spiritual master in that sense. So it's necessary to get in the company of someone of that nature who understands those things, who recognizes those things, who's realized those things, and try to go in that direction under that influence. All right. Any other question?
Maharaji?
Yes?
When in spiritual life, when one knows from someone else, then what is self-realization? People speak of self-realization as spirituality. And Brahma Jigyasa, so how to relate those things in spirituality, which are not concerned with others, and which is something unique and to oneself.
When you speak of self-realization, real means what? Realize. Real means actual. And the actual is what is effective, what has an effect. An effect means that there must be something to effect. In other words, you can, it's not only the self, but it's the relation, as the relational platform. Reality means the relational platform. What something is real if it interacts with other things, then we call it real. If it's imaginary, it won't react with anything, will it? Imaginary thing can't react with anything because it's imaginary. But a real thing will react with everything. It is there, concrete. So it has to have connection with other things. That's called effective. So self-realization is not an isolated personal thing, as we may call it. It's not an inner focus thing, which is for me only. To be real means to be effective. What is actually affecting things? So the real self, or the self-realized thing, or the actual self, is not an isolated, abstract self. It is an effective self who is actually able to create some effect. And that most effective self is called Krishna. He is the real effective self, the real effective being who was affecting everything, Aham Sarvasya Bhavo. So to realize the self is actually to realize Krishna. Not that you are Krishna, you are part of Krishna. But yourself has has meaning or significance in relationship to him only. That will be real self, not that self that is isolated within itself. So just like if you want to see yourself, your physical body, you require some light. If you live in the dark, you'll never see yourself. You want to see yourself? Go in the sun. See the sun and then you'll see yourself. Something like that. If we see Krishna, then we'll understand ourselves also. Without the sun, without Krishna, we won't be able to see anything properly. Self-realization. In self-realization, there has to be two things. There has to be yourself, and that, and yourself has to appear in two ways to yourself. You have to be appear to yourself. The self has to appear to itself in order to be real. It has to be objective to itself. You have to be objective to yourself. Then you will know yourself. So the object to yourself can take on many forms. And in its fullest forms, that is called Krishna consciousness. So we are not afraid of the other. We are not afraid of the object to ourself. That is ourself. That is only in that we can realize ourselves properly, concretely. If we try to think of ourselves in a way that is separate from the object, what is objective to us, and we'll wind up with an abstraction, an unreality. That will be self-unrealization. Self-unreality. But self-reality or self-realization means that you have to come into contact with something other than yourself, something objective to yourself, which is actually yourself, but in a different form, in an objective way. It's a little philosophical, logical problem. Understand how the other and yourself are not different.
Maharaj, if I understand, Our self is the relative self to the supreme. Like this, it's the relative relation. So knowing the supreme is knowing the self.
Yes. And no meaning to self without Krishna. Self by itself means nothing. Even Krishna means nothing without having us, having his devotees, his abode, his energies. Krishna by himself is called Vasudev, a principle. Vasudev is a principle that is not the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Supreme Personality of Godhead means Krishna with Radha and the gopis and Goloka and the cows and the Kalpavriksha trees. That is Krishna. So he's a reality. He's a relational existence is what we mean by real. What has relationship is real. What has no relationships with anything, that is an abstraction, a mere thought, an abstract thought, an imaginary thing. But that what has a real existence, that will necessarily be in relationship with other reals, other realities. And the totality of those relationships will be what we call reality. No, difficult to follow all these things, perhaps. So our the best advice is, if we get some good direction about all these matters, what we should do, we should try to follow that, that's all. So sadhu sang, satsang, that is recommended for us. And it will not be against our benefit, our ultimate benefit. It will be beneficial to our ultimate benefit. And would gradually we will realize all these things. It won't be so just a philosophical paradox or problem for us. We'll get some practical realization from all these things if we follow them. Just follow. We don't have to understand it. And then sometimes these things are very difficult to understand, like a paradoxical, how I can be subject and object at the same time. May be very difficult for our intelligence to comprehend. So that is not necessary. Follow and we will get the result. And those who know have instructed us, and if we can follow those instructions, we will get the benefit. That is what we mean by Guru, by spiritual master, Tattva Darshana. Tattva is there, truth. And who has seen that, they can give us guidance how to get there. We won't have to do it by our own intellectual understanding method. That's the following method that is the best. That would be the simplest, rather. After Prabhupada's disappearance, I wanted to find a Vaishnav who I could follow. I've got so much benefit from following Srila Prabhupada. So much benefit. Whatever benefit I had came from him, following him. Otherwise, I don't know anything. And I felt, I still don't know anything even after so many years with Prabhupada. Not so many years, a few years, that's all we had with him. 1971, 1977, 6 years I had association of Srila Prabhupada, and of course the other devotees who were also following Prabhupada. But after his disappearance, I felt I needed a Vaishnava who I can have faith in like I had in him, I had in Prabhupada. I was able to find that in Sridhar Maharaj. So I was satisfied in that. And I hope that in my life I will always have that kind of person to relate to, who I can have that faith in, that by associating with them, I will be able to make progress, further progress in my life. Go on making progress, not that we ever stop making progress. And become guru. No. We are always bhaktas, we are always the servants of guru. And always looking for that help from guru. This is my conception. That's what I received. That's my conception I received from Prabhupada. Maybe others have different ideas, I don't know. All right. I think we'll end here. This is a very nice discussion today. I was wondering, does anyone ever have any other matters they like to discuss? We don't. We're always discussing scripture here, and other things, practical matters of service and whatnot. How is your work going, Jonathan Prabhu, of summarizing our sanghas? Have you been able to keep up with that?
No, over the last 2 weeks, Maharaj, no, about the last month, I didn't realize what was happening. I had a tooth that was abscessing, and I just got that taken care of today. So okay. I'm going to try to pick back up here, but I missed quite a bit. And okay. I will submit this one for tonight. You'll have that tomorrow morning. Let's see if we can try to get it back on track.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Maharaj.
I hope you are better. Your tooth better.
Teeth are a terrible problem.
Oh, can I give you some advice?
pull them all, is that it?
No.
Prabhupada
told us you use mustard
oil. You use what is it?
Mustard oil.
Mustard oil.
Yes. Go to the Indian store, or you look on the internet, and you order some mustard oil. Try to get some pure mustard oil. Not 100. It's usually mixed with other oil.
Uh-huh.
But put that on your, you can mix that with some baking soda and rub that in your teeth. It's excellent for teeth. It will cure all your problems.
Very good. Thank you.
Okay.
Very good. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
All right. Then I think we'll end. My Dandava Pranamas to all. Everyone like to say Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.